Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. What we are talking about is deer under the lights, or how to catch a rabbit. முயல் எப்படி பிடிக்கிறது? டியர் அண்டர் த லைட்ஸ்னா, நீங்கள் வண்டி ஓட்டிட்டு போயிட்டு இருக்கீங்க, வென் த டியர் கம்ஸ் இன் பிட்வீன், இட்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் கோன் டு ஸ்டால் வென் இட்ஸ் சீங் த லைட்ஸ். வை டஸ் இட் ஹேப்பன்? ஹவு யூ கேட்ச் அ ராபிட்? யூ நோ த ஸ்டோரி இஸ் வெல், ரைட்? இஃப் யூ நீட் டு கேட்ச் அ ராபிட், மீல் பிடிக்க போகிறப்ப இதர் யூ கேரி அ டார்ச் லைட் ஆர் ஆன் த ஜீப் தே ஹேவ் மவுண்டட் லைட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தட், யூ ஜஸ்ட் ஷைன் த லைட், த ராபிட் வில் ஜஸ்ட் சிட் தேர் அண்ட் யூ கேன் ஈஸிலி கோ அண்ட் கேட்ச் த ராபிட். சிமிலர்லி இட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் வித் டியர்ஸ் இஸ் வெல். இஃப் யூ ஷைன் த லைட் ஆன் த டியர்ஸ், யூ கேன் ஈஸிலி கோ அண்ட் கேட்ச், பிகாஸ் வென் இட் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் த லைட் it just it's dazzled, it doesn't know what to do, it is like confused. So generally enna avuna, when you are new to the organization as a fresh talent out of college, or even if you're seasoned and experienced, the experience what people go through is they go to an organization and day one, what happens, you're asked to report on a particular day, you go there and there is not even anybody in the front office, or there's somebody in the front office, they'll ask you to be seated, ukandrunga endo yaro vandu paapanga nu solli. How many times have you been there in that situation? You're just sitting in the front office and nobody comes and attends to you. The other thing which happens is the HR coordinator or somebody will come and say, hey, hello, glad to meet you, thank you for joining. Then what they will say is, can you wait for a few minutes? I will call your manager. Then you're waiting for your manager. The manager comes. The manager will say, hey, you know what? Today I'm really busy. Well, how about you sit and start reading this material? They'll give you that material and they'll go away. You are sitting there and reading the material or doing something. There is nobody around you. You have no clue. You are deer under the lights because you are just so confused. What I'm saying is, when you are joining as an employee, as a fresher, or as a seasoned executive with many, many years of experience, when you, whatever level you're joining, that moment is a moment where the light shines on you. When the light shines on you, why are you hired? Because the organization knows that you are a valuable resource. That is the reason why they are hiring you. That means the entire focus is on you. They'll make an org announcement. Hey, this particular person has joined the company. In the company, la pudusa ivar join pannirukkaru. Appdin solli or announcement anupuvanga. So how do you utilize that moment? Instead of being deer under the lights, where when the light is shining on you, you become dazzled and you're confused. Instead of that, how can you be a reflective jacket where the light shines on you and you're radiating in light, and take that as an opportunity to have career progression? That is what we are going to talk about. So day one, we spoke about the experience. You are just sitting in the lobby. Your manager says, read this material. Then what do you do? If you are going through similar experiences, one of the most important things what you got to do is on day one, when you've gone through a similar experience and there's nobody paying attention, you do not know anybody out there. Instead of just going and sitting in front of your laptop and staring at the screen, trying to get your user ID, password, access and all of that, get all of that. But the most important thing is send out a note at the end of the day to your manager stating that, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. The material what you have provided me, I've read all that material, or whatever it is, whatever tasks he has given you, on day one, you should send out a thank you note. You should send out a thank you note to the first person who came and greeted you from the HR team. Say you had a lot of questions, but you do not know who to ask. So go out, send out an email to your manager, to your HR coordinator, or all the point of contacts. But the most important thing is you should send out thank you notes, and you should go ahead and send out all the questions. But don't have all the questions sitting on your head and you're just sitting and staring at the computer. I had one of my colleagues in the first office on there. I've seen. That's the reason why I say to all my people, don't be deer under the lights. And this is the same curriculum what I have set it up for my employees, for our teams. And I keep saying this in our various different induction programs. All right. So follow those four steps. First day, sending emails to your manager, thanking your managers, thanking your HR coordinators, asking questions. These are some of the things what you want to do on day one. Now, coming to the next step, I don't want you just to be sitting at the desk and staring at the screen. You have to move first. There is nobody who's going to come and ask you this question that, hey, how can I help you? You're just sitting and staring at your screen. So you have to make that move. If you really want to make career progression, it is so important that you have to make the first move. When you do those first few steps, what I mentioned, managers are not used to receiving these kind of emails. A lot of people don't do this at all. And I can guarantee you that most of the people don't do that. Why? I'm giving you with my own example. I do every month what is called as a new employee orientation. In this entire group of employees, every month there is like hundreds of people who actually join from different parts of the world. And I keep telling them the same important tip which I told you, don't be deer under the lights. And what do you have to do on day one? Yet, that is only about 5% of the people who actually follow that. Why? Because when we are doing an orientation, when leaders talk, and when you're listening, when you're hearing that, that is generally they are disoriented, they are focused on many other things. There is multitasking going on. They're not really, really focused on learning what exactly is, or they're not tuned into that particular conversation, and that's one of the reasons why they miss out. So the most important thing is I have a particular formula, which I call it as listen, learn, absorb, and act. So you are in this particular conversation, you're listening, you're learning, you have to absorb, and then you have to act. So I've given you all those four steps. Through the steps, what is the challenge, what is the action, and what is the result? The result is, anyone who does this, A, first of all, you are immediately able to shine the light on yourself. You have sent a feedback email. You have sent an email back to your manager. You have sent an email to your human resource point of contact. You are shining the light on yourself, stating that I am here. I am engaged. I am listening. I am learning. I am absorbing. And I am acting. So if you just do this very first step, this is going to shine the light on you, like the reflector jacket. Right? And this is what is the first step, which is actually going to help you, set you up for career progression. Why? As I told you, only 5% of the employees do that, which means you are already, out of 100 employees, you've positioned yourself in the top 5. So the next opportunity for growth, because the managers have seen you, the managers know that you are engaged, they are going to position you for the next opportunities. So that is my first tip. I'll tell you a little bit about. You must be thinking, okay, so where does this come from? This whole episode, what I'm talking about, is I was thinking about my own experiences. So what did I do in my very first job, which I landed when I was in Trichy? I completed my college on September, something like that. I got my first job in a couple of days, and I was right there for my interview. And as soon as I was done with the interview, they extended me the job offer, and I was there the next day. First and foremost thing what I did was I made sure that when I went there, I was very sharply dressed, made sure that I was there on time, and I made sure I went ahead and introduced to each and every one of them in the organization. It was a small company, but I made sure I stopped by in each of the offices. So when you are a new employee, what typically people do is they are just sitting on a particular desk and staring at the computer. But you have to go and position yourself for opportunities, which means you have to go and introduce yourself to everybody around in the organization. Figure out who are the leaders in the organization. Figure out who are the most important people. Walk around the office, go and introduce. That's exactly what I did. Went ahead and introduced myself. The second thing what I did was, I went ahead and asked my manager two questions. What are some of the challenges in this particular role? This is my first job, and I'm asking this question. And he clearly laid out, okay, these are some of the challenges. And the next thing, I went to one of my peers, one of my colleagues, and I asked my colleagues, hey, how are you so successful in this job? Ideas around how to become successful in this job. So he gave me 3-4 points. Are we asking these questions? Because if you know what your manager wants, if your manager says what are the challenges in that particular role, you can work on the challenges. If you've asked your peers what are the reasons for success in this particular role, you know what are the things what you got to do on a day-to-day basis. But those three things really helped me set up for success on that particular role. And moving forward, I did that in every job. First thing, day one, go and introduce myself to everybody around the office. Who am I? What do I do? Second thing, asking my manager, what are the challenges in this role? And how do I be successful? The third thing, asking my peer, stating that, how are you so successful? Finding out who is the most successful guy or girl in the team, and going and asking, hey, can you give me a few tips in terms of how to become successful in this role? Because I'm very, very new to this role.
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend, saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully, you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.